podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard that made me cry.
You're listening to Run, Run, Live with your host, Chris Russell. Welcome to the Run, Run, Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get on out there. This is not Chris, your host. This is Brad from The Newman Show, and I'm the guest announcer this week. When you're done listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast, you can find me at www.thenewmanshow.blogspot.com, where I have my own blog and podcast that chronicle the exploits and efforts of this 49-year-old couch potato that's decided to get off the couch and start to run again. So, wherever you are and whenever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on then, let's go for a run.
Hi, welcome to the race for global equality, equity, fairness, happiness, and health. Are you pre-registered?
Yes, sir, I'm pre-registered.
Name and bib number?
Chris Russell, bib number 2377. Hey, and by the way, I really like the good work you guys are doing here. You know, I think it's high time we all got together to support grassroots efforts like this. Now, I can't think of anything more important than global equality. You guys are doing a great job here.
Well, thank you for those kind words and the support. We appreciate your coming to run with us today for this worthy cause. Okay, here's your t-shirt, your goodie bag, and 30-pound weight belt.
Whoa, what do I need a weight belt for?
Well, it says here that based on your projected finish time, you fall into the gifted category. And you need 30 pounds of lead.
What? That's outrageous. What, you expect me to wear weights? How is that fair?
Well, is it fair to the other more speed-inverted participants to let you go out and beat them? How would you feel? It's not their fault that you were born gifted.
Wait a second. Hold on. I'm not gifted. I just train a lot. Now, clearly, you'll agree with me that some people are just faster than others, right?
Are you one of those speedists? Do you think the race for equality can just let you elitists walk all over the rights of others?
Well, I'm not sure I can run a 10K wearing a 30-pound weight belt.
No, you have to run 15K.
What?
That's right. It says here you're an experienced marathoner and ultra-marathoner. It wouldn't be fair to the other less distance augmented runners for you to only run 10K now, would it?
You're penalizing me for being a good runner?
No, we're not penalizing you. We're augmenting your speed inversion attributes to create a more fair and equitable race environment for all runners.
I'm sorry, is there a way I can just run the 10K without all this stuff?
Well, let me see. Oh, here's something. Are you running for a charity today?
Well, no, not today. I mean, I just like to run and race because it makes me feel happier and healthier and makes me feel like a better person.
Oh, I see. One of those. Well, you'll have to take this then, too.
What? You want me to carry a cement block, too?
It's not a cement block. It's an empathy deficiency adjustment augmentation. And frankly, you should be more concerned with the heaviness in your heart, you selfish, ego, elitist runner guy, you.
I can't run like this.
Oh, stop your whining and suck it up. We make Carnassus drag a fully loaded refrigerator and carry two full kegs of beer. And the bastard still won.
Hey, this is Chris. Oh, man, look at that. A lot of noise in this recording. That's because I'm in the this is another first here. This is the mobile recording. This is the PT Cruiser Express recording. I'm in a car, a PT Cruiser as it turns out, and I'm on the Merritt Expressway cutting across Connecticut because I just had a meeting down in White Plains, New York this morning, but I was stuck in traffic, so I opened up my laptop. So So you say, what's so hard about recording in a car? No. I'm actually doing this on the computer while I'm driving. And I'm pretty sure there's no rule against it because they haven't thought anybody would be stupid enough to do this yet. So it's probably a first. So anyhow, welcome to episode 65 of the Run, Run, Live podcast. And thank you, Newman, for putting all that effort into that intro. And Bama Runner for the parody we put together there, working hand-in-hand across the continent. So what's going on? Got Boston this weekend, and hopefully we'll do a tweet-up. I'm going to be in Hopkinton at the Athletes Village, unless it's pouring rain. Then I'm not going anywhere near that place. But I'll be out there to the left of the stage, straight across. So if you come in by the tanks, the big white tanks, and go straight across the field, I'll be up against the fence over there. You'll be looking at the track right there. And you know, hey, get involved, right? You hear recently I've been having people tape stuff and things like that. Get involved. Send me some audio. You want to do the intro? Do the intro. You want to help me and write some scripts and do some parodies and stuff? That's great. Because you know what? I have to earn the right to be listened to and earn the right to be talked to. Even though at the end of the day I can do whatever I want, I'd rather do something people like to listen to. So when you guys help me out, it makes it more interesting. So anyhow, hopefully I'll see a bunch of these people at Boston. We'll take some audio. This week I have started riding the Mad Dog Express a few times. That's my new Kona mountain bike. And I've been learning a lot. Boy, it's a steep learning curve. But, you know, any sport where you can return every time bleeding and covered with mud is a good sport in my book. So I'm sure I'll figure it out. But, man, it's not about the legs. It's about a whole bunch of other stuff. And I'll talk more about that as we go forward. Next weekend. This weekend is Boston. Next weekend is the Groton Road Race. So I'm actually taking all of next week off to run around and do stuff for the Groton Road Race. 5K, 10K, 2K, tots, trot. And, guys, this year we're going to do race day registration. So you guys want to come over and see me on the 26th in Groton, Massachusetts, come on over. We'll set you up. You know, and that's the other thing. Being a race director, I have great empathy for other race directors. So when I'm at a race and I go, wow, you guys should have more, you know, more water tables, or you guys should have served my favorite drink instead of somebody else's. I tend to hold that stuff in and not whine a lot, because I understand what goes into the making of a road race. Even a relatively, you know, medium-sized regional event like the one I'm involved with, it's a lot of work, and people are volunteering to do this. They're not getting paid to do this. They're doing it for you. So what you should do is you should go volunteer. And I don't mean volunteer day of to stand around and point people to the restrooms. I mean volunteer as part of the race committee and see what goes on and get involved and give them a couple hours a week. So that's it, man. So anyhow, what else is going on? So today we're interviewing a gentleman from the Chariot Stroller Company. And I got to tell you, this is my Stroller-palooza, which one of our co-listeners suggested we do. I don't know anything about strollers. I never used one for pushing my kids around. I never pushed my kids around. I really didn't ever do that for some reason. I would have liked to. I think it's a great thing. But these guys sound like they have a great product, and we're going to talk to them for a while, the Stroller-palooza. And I recorded this in the Milwaukee airport earlier this week, so if you hear people announcing flights in the background, that's what that is. Hey, you know, we're squeezing it in. We're dual-tasking. So one of the things you'll notice when I'm talking about, like, Boston, do I want to record or not? Because you got to remember, I'm in a different transition phase than a lot of people. I'm trying to step down from being a very serious sort of, not good, but serious about running. And so I'm trying to move myself into a position where I can run a 4.5-hour marathon and feel good about myself, you know, and be able to enjoy the sport more. So you'll hear some of that tension in my voice. And I'm sorry if I, you know, if anybody gets put off by the fact that I'm talking about, you know, the different times and races and stuff that I do. But I'm in another mode where I'm trying to step away from that and find more joy in it. So everybody goes through a curve in their running. When you first start running, you get really enthusiastic about it. You start doing more and more, and maybe you get off at that point, but some people keep going. You want to do more, you want to do faster, you want to do more, you want to do faster. You can't always have a PR. Typically what happens, people get injured, and maybe they'll go through that loop a couple times, and eventually they have to come to grips with the sport and what they can do. And you can't always go faster, so how else can you pull joy out of it? And, you know, that's where I am. We're doing good work, though, you and I. We're going running. We're just by the act of going running. You and I are doing noble work, and I think that's something that's important. So, without me rambling anymore, I hope you guys are having a great week. And when I say guys, I speak generically. I get yelled at for that in a meeting today, but for saying guys. I mean that generically to encompass all sexes, all persuasions. So ladies and gentlemen and other, I hope you're having a great week. On with the show!
And now for the equipment check.
Hey, this is Chris. I'm waiting for my guy to show up. I'm at the client. I drove down to White Plains, New York this morning. Not quite sure to park. Didn't see any visitor parking. It says a lot about a company when they have reserved parking for, like, the executives and stuff, and they're all anal about it. So anyhow, yeah, probably the best-known international maker of yogurt. I won't say any more. You guessed it. That's who I'm talking to this morning. Drove down. So I'm in White Plains. So, yeah, I want to talk about some equipment. You guys, I've been hearing a lot of people talking, asking me questions about what to wear in the marathon next weekend. And so spring marathons, like fall marathons, are kind of a challenge because what you tend to have is, widely varying temperature possibilities. So what I do, the night I prepare, it's just like pacing. You prepare for the boundaries. So you set out your warm clothes, which is your tank top or singlet, as other people call them, and your shorts, and you lay out your long sleeve and your tights or your light tights on the other end, and then stuff in between so you can mix and match. And then you sort of have to make a game day decision. You want to try not to overdress. I mean, a lot of you folks are running two-hour half marathons and longer 10Ks. Same thing, try not to overdress, because typically these races start at the crack of dawn, which is the coldest time of the day. Right before sunrise is the coldest time of the day. And you got to check the wind. You got to look at the course. If you look at a race like Boston, it's a point-to-point. So the weather where Boston starts is actually different than the weather where Boston ends. And it used to be really bad in the old days when they started at noon. They don't start at noon anymore. They start at 10, which makes it a lot better, but used to start at noon, which was the hottest part of the day, and then end down in Boston in the coldest part of the day when it started to get colder. And I used to get hypothermic because you'd come all sweaty and exhausted down into Boston and catch the sea breeze in your face. But so anyhow, what's my recommendation? Well, it's tough when you've been training all winter. A lot of times I'll wear bike shorts because they prevent that diaper rash chafing between the legs for those of us who have massive thighs. Otherwise, I'll just grab whatever shorts I have. I'm gonna dress cold. I'm gonna wear less stuff. That's the error, because I don't wanna throw stuff away. Of course, when you go to the race in the morning, you're gonna have your trash bag or your throwaway shirt, throwaway pants, whatever you want there. But you don't want to be carrying that stuff. So dress minimally, and dress in stuff that you can adjust. So stuff with zippers, roll up sleeves, hats you can roll down. If it's going to be windy, or a shirt that you can zipper down in the front to let some air in, and gloves. Have a nice lightweight pair of gloves that you can toss if you have to. But what I do is I wear the gloves, and the gloves are great because your hands have so much surface area in them that they can suck out a lot of heat. So you have those gloves, and when you get hot, you take the gloves off. So it works really well. So dress in sort of layers, as your mother would have said, and be prepared to strip stuff off as you go and throw it away. All right, and good luck in your spring marathons, guys. Wish everybody luck. See ya.
And now for our featured interview.
Chris.
Hey.
I'm gonna have to go with Nikar. Is that right?
Nikar.
Nikar. Okay. So you are one of the guys from the Chariot Carrier organization in Calgary, Canada, right?
That's correct.
I have been in Calgary. I've been everywhere, though.
Excellent.
And, I was looking at your site this morning, and I'm floored by the number of different conversion kits and things you guys have done with your product. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyhow, yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
feel
no,
free to editorialize.
No, I was just saying it is pretty cool. It's great to be able to encourage people to get out with their kids and any kind of activity you can do. The more the better, right?
Yeah, I know. And the people I talk to who actually go out with their kids and train with their kids, it really creates some sort of special bond.
It does.
I mean, I never did it, but I wish I had. So yeah. So I don't know a lot about this because I've never done it, but I had some of my folks who listened to the podcast had them sort of ask me, said, you know, this would be a cool topic to talk about, because I talked about treadmill, the other things, and that was real interesting for folks.
Right.
So what are the top three things that people typically come to you guys with in terms of questions when they're looking, you know, they're going to have a child, or they're looking to get out on the road, or, you know, what are the top three things runners are looking for from you?
Well, I guess from a runner's perspective, I mean, people are really looking for a high-quality product. I guess what, from a new parent perspective, what people don't really realize is that, you know, when you're a new parent and you're, you know, this whole, your life is changing, you automatically think that, you know, your life as you knew it is over, right? So you can't do any things that you used to do. So one of the things that's great about a chariot is that it encourages people to not have to give things up, to continue to do the things that you wanted to do, right? So
right.
As a runner, I mean, you can't start running with your newborn just because it's not safe for them until they've built up a little bit more muscle strength. But once they're about 6 months old and you've got the, you know, proper accessories in your chariot, you know, you can start running. So, I mean, the top three things that they're looking for, they want a high-quality product that's safe for their kid, that works well, that's, you know, it's easy to push, it tracks well. You know, the chariots are designed, from a runner's perspective, they're designed to have good kick strides so that you're not kicking it with your feet as you're trying to jog. And I guess from the third, it's comfort for the kids, right? They want to make sure that,
right.
You know, that they're comfortable in there, they're safe in there, and they don't have to worry about it. They can just focus on their run.
Yeah. So what's the medically approved age that people typically start taking their kids out?
There isn't a medically approved age. At Chariot, we recommend jogging at 6 months. But,
6 months. Okay.
Yeah. But you want to make sure that you're conscientious of the terrain, you're conscientious of what you're doing, right? If you're running with your chariot and you're hitting curbs and you're hitting bumps and you're tossing it all around, well, it doesn't matter how old they are. I mean, they're going to get bounced around in there. So
yeah, and that was one of the things I was looking at, because you have a hiking conversion kit.
That's right.
And you know, a trail bike conversion kit, and I'm
right.
thinking about, you know, that's, I wouldn't be dragging a kid behind me on the trail bike, and I'm doing.
Exactly.
They'd definitely get messed up. There's some common sense involved, as with all things, right?
Exactly. I mean, you can use the chariot from the time that your baby's a newborn up until they're about four or five years old. So, you know, if you've got a five-year-old, you know, running through some trails, I mean, obviously, again, you want to be conscientious of the trails, but, I mean, you can take a five-year-old places you wouldn't have taken a newborn.
Right. And you even have a ski conversion here. So that's
right.
Mostly, I would imagine that's for cross-country skiing.
That's for cross-country skiing, for sure.
Yeah, and how do you deal with the weather in these things, right? Because, I mean, you're a Canadian company.
You're right.
So there must be, you know, you've got all extremes here. You get hot and cold. You know, how do you deal with these newborns and, you know, kids in the weather?
Well, two ways. Number one, each of the carriers is built a little bit differently, so that there's different climate control options depending on the carriers that you get. But for the most part, all of them have what we call a two-in-one weather cover. So this cover has a mesh screen, so you pull it down when you're cycling and it keeps debris and stuff out, but it also lets air flow through. It's also got, for rainy conditions or snowy conditions, it's got a polyurethane window cover that comes down, seals off of the elements. Some of them, on the CX model, which is our top-of-the-line model, it zips down so it completely closes everything off. There's still airflow through because there's
sure.
We have a insect screen on the back. There's mesh sides, either full side panels or mesh vents, depending on the model again. And then there's the accessories that you could add. So if you live in a really rainy climate, you can add a rain cover, which is additional polyurethane cover that will go over top of your carrier. And then we also sell accessories like a bunting bag. So if you're in, you know, if you're skiing with your kids, you can put them in the bunting bag, strap them in, the harnesses all fit into it.
So it's like a little sleeping bag sort of thing?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right. And I see you got the two kids fit in one of these strollers. Do you make the big wide ones too for the
tandem? We do either a single or a double. So
okay.
The double is slightly wider.
Yeah.
Basically, our line is broken into two categories. We have our cross country line and our classic. Our classic line is built more like a traditional bike trailer, although you can use it with the conversion kit. Our cross-country line looks more like it's the sleeker-looking stroller, and those are the ones that are available as a single or a double.
Yeah, I always like to draft behind those doubles in a race.
They exactly.
Got a lot of wind.
That's right. That's right.
Make a nice big envelope.
That's right.
All right, so, you know, I would think you've got some great stories here from customers. What's the craziest thing you've heard of somebody doing with your products?
Well, it's pretty amazing, actually. We have quite a huge cult following. We've got dozens of people that have used Chariot to run cross country, to run. We had the first person to rollerblade across Australia, took a Chariot.
No kidding.
Jesper Olsen is doing a world run. He's run around the world, and he's doing it, I think, now on his second time. He's been using a Chariot for his entire world run.
So they're not dragging children in those. They're dragging gear.
Yeah, they're using them for their cargo.
Okay.
It's pretty common now. I mean, I hear about a lot of people doing charity runs or cycling events where they're doing long-distance races, and they're doing them all over the world, and they use them basically to carry their gear because they want a product they know is going to last. So that's why they've been choosing Chariot.
Interesting.
We've got a family here in Calgary who about 8 years ago gave up their vehicle. They're completely car-free, and their family of four, and they rely on two Chariots as their way of getting around. So they use them, you know, they run down to the grocery store and they load up groceries or to the hardware store or whatever. But they've, you know, made themselves completely car-free.
Huh. So what kind of payload can you put in it then? Like 150, a couple hundred pounds?
Well, we recommend that the singles carry 75 pounds and the doubles carry 100 pounds.
Okay.
I'm sure that these people that are doing their cross-country treks are probably overloading them more than we recommend, but, you know, they manage the weight, right?
So I'm sure people, there's a certain danger to using this kind of product as well. What would be the top things that you would, you know, put in big red letters and recommend people not to do that you typically see?
Well, number one is remember what you're carrying. You know, you've got the world's most precious cargo in the back of that, or inside that carrier. So when it depends on the activity. I mean, we have people that ask if you can downhill ski with the ski kit. Well, think about it. Would you really want your child rolling down behind you on a ski hill?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the number one thing is use common sense. You know,
right.
Just remember what you're carrying. We recommend the kids have a helmet when you're in cycling mode. Use the harness. A lot of carriers, other companies, they don't have a fully enclosed cockpit, which makes the wheels accessible to little fingers. We have an enclosed cockpit, but if they're not secured, if they're not in the harness, they can still reach out and grab that. That's pretty dangerous. So common sense, right? Make sure that they're strapped in. Make sure they have a helmet if you're cycling mode. Don't be whipping down the highway at, you know, 60K on your road bike. You know, just, you're out there for a leisurely ride, you know, to enjoy family time.
Right. That's interesting. And you get the full road roll cage like in a race car, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's built on an aluminum frame. It acts like a full roll cage. And we've had many people comment on, you know, they were riding their bike and they crashed. And the carrier stayed upright and kid was still asleep. Or personal experience, I took my little guy out on a trail, and I'm a mountain biker. And, you know, I still was getting used to how wide the trailer was, and I took it over a slope where it was a little bit high on one side, and you know, it tipped the trailer. And obviously, you know, I got out and ran to see what's going on, and he was still asleep, strapped into his harness, didn't even move, right? So again, you have to be conscious, but, you know, they're well protected inside there.
Yeah. So these, you know, you guys, it looks like you're doing very well with this product. So there must be this product must be starting to cycle through on the used market now.
Yeah.
What do you say to people who go out and they're going to buy a first, second hand, or a third hand, you know, chariot from somebody?
Well, number one, look at how it's been used. There's a huge aftermarket of chariots. Chariots been around since '92. There are still carriers from '92 that are being used and well used. We offer a lifetime warranty to the original owner. So if you're, you know, if you're still using it for, you know, for cargo or whatever.
Well, if you're still using it for your kid since 1992, that kid's going to be 21. So
exactly, yeah. So you're not using it for your kid. So you're using it for using it for something else. But look at how well it's worn. You know, make sure that the connections of the conversion kit still fit together well. Parts and accessories are still available for it. You know, we still sell parts for all of our carriers.
What kind of maintenance do you have to do when you own one of these? I know I just got a trail bike myself, and these trail bike guys are nuts with the amount of maintenance they do on their bikes.
Exactly. Well, you need to make sure you keep it clean and dry so you don't get mold or mildew growing. Depending on where it's stored, if you store it inside or you store it outside, there's different options. If you're storing it outside, there's storage covers just to keep it protected from the elements. But there's not a whole lot of maintenance other than keeping air in the tires and making sure that it's clean and dry.
Yeah, I see on one of these things you got somebody pushing one across a beach somewhere. You have like different sets of tires for different terrain.
Well, with depending on the conversion kits, the jogging wheel, which is the 16-inch single front wheel, it's beautiful for rolling through different terrain. The reason that we shot that particular photo is that anybody that owns, you know, a Graco stroller or your standard umbrella stroller, you try doing that on the beach. You try pushing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. You're better off carrying the thing than trying to push it out across the sand.
Yeah, exactly. But when you throw that jogging wheel on a chariot and you can blow through the beach. I mean, up here in Calgary in the winter when there's, you know, 6 inches, 8 inches of snow on the sidewalk, you know, if you've got an umbrella stroller, it's staying at home. But in the chariot, you can still walk. You can still get out. There's no terrain stopping. Now, in terms of different tires, there aren't different options, just the bigger front wheel. And then the 20-inch back wheel helps with that as well.
Yeah, I would think, you know, it's a pretty good job to have in the sense that you're empowering people.
Exactly.
With each sale, right? I mean,
that's
so
right.
You must get a lot of joy in the feedback because you're essentially taking, you know, people out of the house.
Absolutely.
And putting them back on the road with their children, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the philosophy is chariot is to encourage a new generation to enjoy a healthy, active lifestyle and enjoy the outdoors. You know, if the parents are out and they're enjoying being out, the kids are going to learn from that. They're going to feed from that.
That's great. So what's the where can people buy them, and what's the website?
Website is www.chariotcarriers.com. And they're sold through bike shops and outdoor retailers all across North America, Europe.
So looking at these aren't your low-end Walmart brand. These are these are more of a premium item, right?
This is a premium product. Yeah, Chariot is the brand leader when it comes to multi-use child carriers, for sure.
But that's okay, because think about what you're carrying.
Think about what you're carrying. It's all about, it's all about kid safety and kid quality.
That's great. So any other good stories you have from your experience with customers? All right. Well, I guess I'll let you go. Is there any particular special or sale or new product you want to talk about?
Well, we are just entering our 2009 season. So we've got a redesigned Cougar and a redesigned CX, which are our two leading models. They've been redesigned to give a little bit more foot room and make it a little easier for parents to get weather covers on and off, sleeping babies out without disturbing them. And we've introduced new colors on the Cougar and new colors on the CX to give people some new options.
Yeah, I was half expecting to see a kayaking version.
Well, that may be in the works.
You know, or something for mountain climbing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something suspended on the ropes behind them, so keep pushing the envelope for those active parents.
Exactly.
All right, man. I'll let you go.
All right.
And great best of luck up there in Calgary now that the weather's starting to change.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot.
All right. See you, Chris.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Hey, Chris. Good day. My name is Jim. I'm calling from Loudoun County, Virginia, to give you a shout-out. Good luck on your race in the Boston Marathon there. Best of luck to you there. Hopefully you run long and strong. And heard you mention that you were registered for the Marine Corps Marathon. Good on you. That's away from where we live, and I have a brother-in-law that runs in it. Come to find out, I've got a couple of other friends that are running in it as well. I haven't yet made that commitment to run a marathon yet, having gotten up to that distance, but I may or may not be there. So good for you, and run long and strong this weekend at the Boston Marathon. Bye-bye.
Hello, and welcome on this Boston Marathon morning. I'm not an overly superstitious or religious man, but being that the big race is today, prayer may be my only remaining option. Some 2,500 years ago, the Athenians feasted their victory over Darius I and the Persians at Marathon. But during this celebration, our brother Pheidippides lay dead of exhaustion after carrying the news across the peninsula to Athens. He ran all the way. Today, we honor his feat by setting off on our own journey. Like Pheidippides, we have only our mortal strength, our legs, and our hearts to bring to bear on the task. Although we will be among a throng, we will essentially be alone in our task, beholden only to ourselves. We have done our training and preparation, and now it is time to take care of business. The outcome is no longer up to us, it's up to fate and the gods. May we fly like the fleet-winged Mercury down the slopes of Hockington and Ashland. Give us the speed of fleet-footed Achilles, whose troublesome tendons I have inherited as we power out of Newton Lower Falls over 128. Lend us the strength of Hector as we grind up the hills. Give us the power of Zeus when we lose hope at mile 23. Bring us home from our wanderings like the wrath of Ulysses as we turn right onto Hereford and left onto Boylston Street. Give us strength and courage, for today we run like gods. So I figured I'd do my outro, too, in the car here, since I seem to have time, and it seems to be working well. Hopefully the audio quality isn't too poor. But I, something funny happened to me this last week is somebody bought one of my audiobooks. My e-books. And so I chased it down, and it was Rich from Go Wagon. You've heard of Rich. He's involved with Buckeye Outdoors and GoWagon.com. So go check that out. And I said, why would you do such a thing? He said, well, I like to read it on my iPhone. And I said, oh, that makes great sense. So if you wanted to give some money to the show, you could buy a book and pretend that you got some value from me. And I'd pretend I gave you some value and everybody would be happy. So that would support the couple hundred dollars a year that it cost me to put this on and keep Mrs. Chris Runner from being in my shirt about it, all right? The other thing is I just wrote an article about the Atlanta Marathon. I put that out in Cool Running. I may start writing some more for Cool Running because I'm finding I'm not writing a lot, and I really like writing. I just like it as a form, and I don't want to totally stop. So I gotta get back and do some more, and Cool Running's a good way to do that because they give me deadlines. And what else? Next week, I'm going to talk to Adam Ulry, my friend Adam, who fancies himself a nutritionist. And I've been keeping a log of what I've eaten this week. Now, it's kind of a weird week. It's a skewed week because it's a week before a marathon. And what I found was, because I was writing down everything I ate differently. Like, I'd be, like, in shape to say, oh, crap, I have to write this down, so I'm not going to have the 3 bowls of ice cream, you know, the 8 pieces of pizza. So I'm not sure if it's a good sample set, but I'm going to give him my food log, and we're going to see what he thinks and talk a little bit. And I found with nutrition, everybody has their idea of what nutrition is, so that tells me there's no right answers, and it's very personal. So we'll see what we can get out of it. I'd still like to bring off or pull off healthy 15 pounds. You know, like everybody else, I'm a little disappointed in my weight, so I think I'd be a healthier person if I could do that. Also, I sent some more recording over to the Extra Mile podcast, so we'll go over there and send Kevin, with his beautiful new children, send him some audio, because he'll put you on the air. You can start your podcasting career that way.
I sent him my Yaso 800s I did down the track. Hey, I'm going through a tunnel. Echo! I guess you can't hear that, though, huh? I'm going through some tunnel in Connecticut. Trumbull, I think, is where I am. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I can't see anything. All right. And also, I've reached out to and contacted John Bingham, the Penguin, and he has agreed in theory on coming on the podcast, so we'd like to get him on. And I also want to talk, give John Ellis and Steve a chance to come on and talk about the 26 point or the 0.2 thing they're doing with the marathon people, just to get a little deeper into that, because I think that's kind of cool. Again, with that curve and running, you know, a lot of people go off and they go like bottle rockets, they get injured, and then they stop. That's what we want. We want to create runners who can run 20 marathons and not have each one be, you know, have each one be an epiphany, but not, you know, a quest. So, yeah, there you go. And I'm looking for interesting ideas, like the guy from 30 Jobs, right? Send me who you want me to interview, and I will get on it. I'll see if I can find him. And the other thing is, I've got a lot of frequent flyer miles, guys. So if you got a marathon out there you're running, and you want somebody to pace you, great. I'll come out and run with you. I love it. I'll travel. That ticks off my 50 state list, or 51, or whatever it is. And don't forget about the Worldwide Festival of Races that everybody, that Steve's advertising, and Kevin. So go and sign up, because it's free. And it's cool. Again, we want to create vehicles that encourage people to join our sport and to get healthy. Because in the long run, we're all going to be, you know, even if you don't believe in the empathy and you don't care about other people, in the long run, it's good for us as well to have more people involved in our sports. Because then maybe we'll have things like sidewalks where we can walk on, and biking trails we can bike on, and be able to have our kids not need diabetes treatment at the age of 15, right? So these are all good, noble things. All right, folks, thanks for listening, and I will see you out there. Okay, my friends, got some great tunage for you here. That's an 80s term, tunage. Mark Harold is the artist, and it's a sort of bluesy number, and it's called Freedom for My Soul, and it rocks. Enjoy. From the PodSafe Music Network, of course.
I want a little freedom, for I grow.
Thanks for listening to the Run, Run, Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line, and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.